This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, hour number two. We're kicking it off here. You can take control of the airwaves talking about Trump ordering American businesses over his Twitter account to, well, we actually haven't gotten through the full four-part tweet that he did, but to basically start looking for alternatives to doing business with China. With you here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, let's start out with Joe. He's in, I think, Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to go back to what you were saying about property rights and the patent issue, and should people be able to patent their product? And you guys are saying that that stifles economic development. That's the furthest thing from the truth. I mean,
Talking
socialism. You're talking socialism. Because
no, sir, that's not socialism. That's not socialism. We're talking about a free market. Socialism is where the state owns the means of production.
Okay. But you're now talking about allowing people to steal anybody else's property rights.
No. It's only a belief that you have a right to intellectual property. So the reason why property rights are different from intellectual property is because property is scarce. So if I have a chair and you take it from me, I don't have a chair anymore. However, if I have an idea and I tell it to you and you then have the idea, but so do I. So you can copy ideas a million times and there's no damage to anybody.
Okay, but say it costs you $1 million to develop that idea, mm-hmm. and then it goes out in the public domain just because there's no protection. Now, why would you invest $1 million? You wouldn't. You would say...
Actually, plenty of people invested... Hold on, before you go on. There's plenty of examples where this happens, okay? So there's a bunch of industries where there's
Well, there's all the inventions that came before the creation of intellectual property
laws that
we can point out.
But even today, there are, you know, certain businesses like, you know, the clothing business, for instance, designer clothing, for instance, that...
There's no patents on certain types of shirts or, you know, radical new collars are not stopped or stifled in the marketplace because of these things.
And one of the reasons why people still invented things back...
Because they're not what, sir?
They're not unique. Invent something.
Tell that to the inventor.
Every type of collar was unique when it was created.
Right. So back before the... Before they created the intellectual property laws, one of the reasons why people came out with new products is because they wanted to be first to marketplace. Because generally the market will reward whoever it is that's first. You know, like Bayer with aspirin, for instance. I think it was Bayer that did that. The name, in a lot of cases, becomes synonymous with the product because they were there first. And they get that...
First mover status.
Yeah, first mover. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Okay, so do you think any pharmaceutical company would invest money in a new drug would invest billions of dollars, and I used to work for Pfizer.
I see where you're coming from, and the answer is pharmaceutical companies did invest, but further, the billions of dollars are costs that are imposed upon them by the government, by the FDA, this huge bureaucracy that demands that these companies put they have to put their products through ridiculous amounts of testing that may or may not be completely necessary in order to release it to the marketplace.
Or in order to keep companies from bringing new drugs online.
Well,
it just depends on what you believe.
I think you're in a rather weak state of argument because
I think the same of yours. Whatever. That's a dumb
because question. Why? Go ahead. Because why?
Because the FDA imposes restrictions on pharmaceutical companies because there have been a number of pharmaceutical evolutions that created more harm than they did good.
That's what they want you to believe.
Sure. Yeah, you know, the FDA is out there to save you, unless you have a terminal disease.
Think of the thalidomide babies. Think of all the people back in the 1800s that had their snake oil medicines that were out promoting things that actually...
They still have them.
Well, look, there's all kinds of things out there that that come right to the line right now of, you know, curing something. There's supplements and nutritional
tons
bits
of
and
stuff
and
like
bottles
that.
Of this and that that in some way or another do, you know, they'll say that they treat it without saying they treat
right. They can't
X,
make a claim.
Y, or Z. So we have all that today. The FDA has done nothing to stop that
right.
from occurring. Yes, if your product harms people, you should be responsible for that. But... the FDA is just a bureaucracy that gets in the way of the creation of new things. You can get drugs. You can go right across the border in Mexico and get drugs that you can't get in the United States. So, are they saving me from something?
You can vape, which is not regulated by the FDA, and you can risk your life from all the chemicals that are in vaping.
You should be able to risk your life. You should be free. If this is a free country, and it's not, you should be free to put whatever experimental medication in your body that you want to, shouldn't you?
I agree with that.
You disagree with the FDA, sir.
That's socialism.
Then you disagree and is not socialism.
No, it's not.
Then you disagree with the FDA.
Because you guys are parsing words and you're ignoring the fact that if someone invests a ton of money inventing a product, they should have the right to pursue that product's economic pursuit. For a limited period of time.
You mean they should have a right to use violence against their competitors?
Well, but how much is the limited period of time? Because I think this is where the argument really sort of hangs. Okay, so you're saying that it costs X to do Y, and that we need, therefore, to be able to make Z in order to make X possible. Okay, I'm fine with that. How long is the perfect amount of time, and how in the world can a group of liars and thieves that we call politicians come up with this perfect golden period of time? Is it 17 years? Is it 99 years plus the author's lifetime? Exactly how long is it? Or is it just however long it's been since Mickey Mouse was created? Because that, in reality, is what a lot of the intellectual property laws are based on. There's a question there.
Obviously, my intellect is not as superior as yours, so I can't tell you how many years it takes to protect a person's economic rights to some patent that they've invented. But there is a period of time when I believe if you say totally free market, totally everything cannot be protected at all, people will stop investing and inventing.
It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous claim, sir. It's based on complete fear-mongering.
Yeah, I don't think that it's true. I think that people will invent, and we have a lot of evidence if you look at the marketplace. I mean, I know why people want their stuff protected. Look, I'm an artist, right? I'm creating something here. I don't want people to take my work and pervert it and then have me saying things that I'm not saying, like getting, you know, making a voice actuator of my voice and then having Mark say socialist things.
They're going to do it if they want to.
They are going to do it if they want to. But
what are you going to do about it?
I would prefer them not doing that.
Sure.
Right?
But they will.
But,
as long as you're popular enough, it's going to happen.
Right. They're going to put my face
you're
on
gonna
porn.
You're going to get a deep fake.
They're going to do whatever they want to do.
Right.
And, I get the concerns there because... But also, you have to acknowledge, right, that rap music back in the 80s, when they could sample differently than they can now, allowed for some flexibility in the creation of these works that no longer exist today. Now we've got to be worried about whether Ice Ice Baby is a cutoff of a Queen hit or not. You know, and I think that's dumb. Ice Ice Baby is a great song in and of itself, and it doesn't matter whether the bass line went doom, 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 or doom,
careful,
doom, doom,
you might be in violation.
Or whatever.
Hey, thanks, Joe, for the call. I do appreciate the discussion.
But again, Joe did pick up on I said it was blockbuster movies and drugs. And those are the two areas.
Yeah, but that's not even, look, we've had Dr.
Make the biggest arguments. Yes,
they're making the argument, but we've had Dr. Mary Ruart on this show more than once.
Yep.
And she.
Talk about intellectual property and drugs.
She's
and
old
she
enough.
She worked in the marketplace back when they didn't worry about the IP laws.
They didn't
as much. And she said what the result of IP laws in drug manufacturers has been not the creation of new drugs, but in fact, the same old drugs basically being repackaged with a slightly different chemical makeup.
Right. And who's on the board of the FDA?
The drug manufacturers,
of course.
Because every licensing agency out there is basically controlled by its own industry.
Look, the FDA isn't there to protect you. It's there to protect the drug manufacturers. And yeah, they got to pay billions of dollars for that protection. But they do. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Free market? I'm in favor of it. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20 MyMagicMud.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I will say this about intellectual property, so-called. This is one of those issues that divides even the libertarian movement. There
yes.
are people who fully believe in the fantasy of intellectual property, which is basically just the idea that you want the government to enforce your ideas by the use of violence and the threat of violence. And to me, that's not very libertarian at all.
Well, you want the if the government exists, I want it to enforce the idea of ownership in certain ways, right? Like if my car gets stolen,
mm-hmm.
they extract money from me on a regular basis.
Yeah.
For their police agency, so I would like them to use that police agency to go look for my car. Right. Not that they likely will, but...
Right, and as I pointed out before, the difference between real property and intellectual property is the car is scarce. You only have one car. If someone takes it from you, then you're out of car. You don't get to go to work. But if you have an idea or a copy of a movie or a song or whatever we're talking about here that's intellectual property, those things can be copied and the original person still can have the thing that they had, the idea or the variant of whatever we're talking about on hand still. And so it's not the same thing as stealing the DVD from you. If I copied the DVD from you, you still have the DVD. I have the DVD as well. But the Motion Picture Association of America is going to claim that they've been violated, and so therefore they need to send the government goon squad after you for doing that act of copying. And I'm sorry, the act of copying is not the same thing as theft.
Right.
Period.
So what I think that one needs to look at, especially in the areas of copyright, allow people who created one thing one time. Think of the most popular song of the last 50 years. I don't know what it is.
Probably the Beatles would be my guess, but...
Booting
the Blowfish? I don't know.
I don't know. You'd have to look it up. I couldn't tell you. Most popular song of the last 50 years.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. And... You know, maybe that person, whoever wrote that song, wrote that one song. Should you, I'm just asking you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a plumber, if you're a carpenter, if you're you manufacture something, you're a retail sale, should one act, one time in your career set you for life? Or should you need to necessarily bring to the marketplace your A game on a pretty regular basis? Maybe you can't bring it every day, right? Like maybe I'm not the plumber today that I was yesterday or that I'll be tomorrow or whatever. I'm hungover. Who knows? But, there's the idea that you can write one song one time, and we've got this whole industry designed that, you know, now you just, you live under a different set of rules because you've made so much money. What's the song, Ian?
Oh, thank you. I actually pulled up the last 60 years. So Billboard, the charts people, they started in 1958. And so in the history of Billboard since 1958, number one, Chubby Checker's The Twist.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah. The Beatles
Hello,
aren't
baby.
Even, yeah, the Beatles aren't even in the top 10.
There you go.
You got to get to number...
That's some white privilege for you, by the way. Chubby Checker, not white.
Right. Number 12 before you get to the Beatles. Hey, Jude. Let me give you a few more here. Santana's Smooth at number 2.
That is a good song.
Bobby Darin, number 3 with Mac the Knife.
Oh, wow.
Uptown Funk at number 4, Bruno Mars.
Yeah, my wife loves that one.
Leanne Rimes at number 5 with How Do I Live.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. I've heard all these. It's amazing.
Party Rock Anthem. I probably would recognize it if I heard it, but I don't know it offhand by the title.
No.
That's Lauren Bennett, Goon Rock, and LNFAO in 2011. The Black Eyed Peas at number 7 with I Got a Feeling. Los Del Rio, everybody remembers. Macarena at number 8.
Right. And
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. I don't know a lot of the newer songs, so I don't know that one. That's 2017 at number 9. And finally, Olivia Newton-John with Physical in 1981.
We're from Sarasota, Florida, and there's a surprising amount of retired rock stars that live in Sarasota, Florida. They made their money, they did their tours, they've got their intellectual property, and what are they doing? They're parking wherever they feel like parking because a parking ticket is meaningless to them, right? They now are under a different form of law than the rest of us because they can be, because they have the amount of money that, well, it's basically paying for an expensive parking space for them.
I want to go to Nathan in Lynchburg, listening to WLNI FM. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight? Thank you.
Well, I wanted to say that I really approve of what Trump's doing with China, and I think it's very beneficial to.
What is he doing?
How's it helping me?
Not the immediate future, of course. We're gonna hit some hard times. A lot of businesses have been given a heads up with this tweet. And I appreciate a president who actually tells the business world and the investors ahead of time, hey, guys, we're going to
get ready for a good screwing.
Yeah, we're gonna, expect we're the market to go down a little bit. But you know what? We've been stuck in this China problem way before Trump was even running for office. I used to walk around my shop and talk crap to a lot of people saying, hey, you know, China owns us, China this and China that. Now I'm not saying that anymore, and I'm glad that we're taking care of a problem that we've been
now, how did China own you?
Years.
How did China own you?
Because everything that I own is from China. Not literally, but mm-hmm. I say 80% literally. Everything
pretty close.
That it comes,
a lot of things are made.
I mean, look, we're going to go through a hard time, and it's because of the laziness of our leadership for a long time. Now,
well, wait a minute. Why is everything you own from China? Did you choose to buy things from China? Did they force them on you?
Everything I own from China is because I'm a cheap, cheap person. And uh-huh. I try to buy the cheapest in the economy.
So
and
you'd rather pay more
guys,
for everything is what you're
expect
saying.
Expect prices
I
to go up.
I agree with you guys
with
in the nature
tariffs.
Of everything that you're saying, but I yeah. disagree with you on a few items. And that's about it. But you guys are pretty much on target with.
Okay, but I want to clarify something here.
But you,
hold
maybe
on, hold
you're
on,
right,
Mark.
Maybe I'm going to learn something.
I'm very frugal as well. Okay, so I can appreciate that. But are you telling me you'd rather pay more for everything?
I would rather not pay more for everything. But considering where it comes from, considering where it was made, considering the factories and the people who are making those and what they're getting paid and their lifestyle and what they have to go through in a day. Maybe we should pay a little more.
This is the sweatshop argument. Okay.
I don't want to make that argument because then it just generalizes it and it cheapens it.
Well,
you brought it up.
Let me make the argument now that we're talking about it, right? Like, so,
okay.
The people who work in wherever, China, Bangladesh, you name your up and coming rising economy, whatever it might be, those people chose to work in those factories because one would presume working in the field, scratching a living out of the dirt sucks. And working in the factory sucks less. And that they can make more money by working the factory than they can by trying to eke a living out of the earth. Those economies are up and coming. Yes, they're not as mature as the economies in the United States. And yes, those people do not enjoy the lifestyle that we did. But there was a time when our ancestors chose to leave the fields and go into the city and work in, you know, factory conditions that were not
right.
optimal, and an economy has to go through that in order for people to benefit. If I don't buy those goods, those people go back to the fields, and they do the thing that sucks more.
Fair enough. Okay, how about this then?
Okay.
This is a ploy by Donald Trump to let China know that he's serious, and he's actually tweeting this stuff out because he understands that the intelligence community around worldwide is watching always, especially when a president tweets things to his own people. So I think that this is a ploy that he's using as leverage against China because China's growing tariffs against us now, too, and it's becoming a big mess. If it doesn't get resolved, it will lead to international crisis, eventually to World War III. But
hold that thought. Nathan, if you had more, we'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. demo.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is in France for the G7 summit.
So far, so good. The weather is perfect. The guest is fantastic. Everybody's getting along. And we will accomplish a lot this weekend. And I look forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
But there are leaders, including Britain's Boris Johnson, that say they're concerned over his trade war with China.
The president is now threatening to use the emergency authority granted by an obscure 1977 act to order American businesses to cut ties to China. He later tweeted that he was threatening to make use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which was intended to target terrorists and rogue regimes. It's still not clear if he can or will try to use the act to force American businesses to separate from China. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark,
855-450-3733. We ended up just the whole Trump tweet thing where he's ordering American businesses to go elsewhere. We haven't even gotten through the tweets. We ended up getting off into a discussion about intellectual property, and people actually wanted to talk about that, so that's where we're at right now. One thing it's almost impossible to duplicate is gold, however.
Yeah, gold's created with the collapsing inside of a collapsing of a neutron star or something. You're not going to just replicate that here on planet Earth.
No.
But McIlvany ICA, they are one of the big names in gold. And you know, as far as investing, gold's definitely been on the move recently. It's hit, what, 6-year highs, and it's historically known to be one of the most secure investments. McIlvany ICA has a free report that you can download if you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals. The report is the 6 advantages of adding precious metals to an IRA and how you can double your ounces. That's important because McIlvany ICA has a special program that is designed to help you to increase the number of ounces that you have. Get it online at icagoldsilver.com. It's McIlvany ICA. They're also offering a free portfolio review. All you gotta do is give them a call. They're America's foremost precious metals advisors and have been since 1972. ICA pioneered and practices leading strategies for compounding ounces. They have been helping people to take delivery of precious metals with both domestic and international fine storage options for decades. They've also helped thousands of investors with precious metals IRAs. So, call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com. You can get that number there, too. You can get a number. I think the number here is for us specifically. icagoldsilver.com. 800-525-9556. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
And when you say it's for us specifically, you mean when our listeners call that number.
We get credit for
it. They'll know you came from Free Talk Live. So, again, that's 800-525-9556 for McElvaney. ICA. All right, let's go back to Nathan. He's still with us in Lynchburg listening to WLNI. And Nathan, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. We were talking about free markets and intellectual property and please.
And Trump's intervention.
Well, by the way, speaking of the gold and stuff, China has invested heavily into Africa and other countries of the world in the past 8 to 10 years and have been building roads and have been building bridges for other poorer countries and have been owning intellectual as well as physical property, and their investors are really on top of the game and have been controlling the market for quite a long time. And all I'm saying is that I'm glad that we have a president who, he, you know, with these rules and stuff with intellectual property, I get it. You know, I agree with you guys. If you come up with something and you become rich, you're going to lose that pretty quickly unless you went in there with a foolproof plan and foolproof investments. In other words, you had the money to invest into that idea that you created. And even though you spend millions or billions of dollars, doesn't mean that some other country somewhere along the line might not get a hold of your property, physical property, tear it down to its basic roots, and then reproduce it themselves and do it much cheaper.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just the nature of business. That's just the nature of economy. That's just the nature of
life. Right, and the people that want to have intellectual property laws, essentially, they want the government to prevent competition in their industry. Competition's great when, you know, everywhere else because it brings prices down, right? It brings prices down. It brings the service quality up. It, you know, we love competition, except when it's somebody competing with us. Then, oh, we got to get the government in here to put a stop to these people who are copying my designs.
And government get involved in anything is a bad idea.
Absolutely, which is why intellectual property is a bad idea. If you can protect your property or your idea on your own, meaning through some sort of a market, maybe contracts or some sort of encryption or whatever, then good for you. Let the market decide on those things.
And now that you've thrown the bone, I'm going to throw the bone to you, too. I like Trump because if you look at the world economic system, the way we've been sold it, right? China's manufacturing. The United States is manufacturing. The trade between China and America, like these ideas. The United States doesn't trade anything. The United States is an organization of people who claim to rule you. You manufacture things. I manufacture things. But the United States is a bunch of shiftless, useless government bureaucrats.
Right.
Okay? And the same thing is true of China. Now, if you presume that those shiftless government bureaucrats are trading with each other, I am for Trump telling their side, go and follow if we're going to play a game called international trade, then you should play by the frickin' rules. And you don't play by the rules. Right.
But there are no rules. I have to agree with China. There is no actual rules. You can do what you want. You can take physical, intellectual property and turn it into whatever you want to do with it if you have enough money to have to pay the scientists, to pay the whatever. To reproduce it. There are
isn't
no
that
really
the way it
rules.
Ought to be? Where there are no rules, just let the market decide? We don't need some government goon squad telling us how to do business.
No, I agree with you on that. And I'm going to have to just say that, unfortunately, Trump is going to have to do something with China because they've been ruling the market. They realize they're the first maybe country out there who said, screw the rules. We're going to do what we want. We're a communist nation. We don't care. And if you don't like it, guess what? We have more people than you. We have more money than you. We're controlling. And we're buying the world.
Well, unfortunately, his solution is only going to hurt Americans. But thank you, Nathan, for the call tonight. To put a tariff on things is a tax on the buyer. So it's a tax on Americans, which means that it's going to hurt people in the United States, not the people in China. They'll sell to plenty of people around the world. I mean, the same statement's probably true for, Trump made about China. He said, we don't need China. Well, they don't need us. They can sell to the rest of the world.
The United States is China's biggest customer.
Sure.
Business people in the United States are China's biggest customer.
They're not going to go starving if they have to sell to the rest of the entire world.
But they've been kind of planning for this all along, is my impression. Or at least what I am sold by the major media is that, you know, China's in this as an economic war, and they intend to win. I don't know if that's what they intend to do or not, but what I can say is that Trump, Obama, any one of these people has no right to tell me with whom I can trade
right.
and at what price. And that is the moral fundamental that I'm talking about
here. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not saying, you know, when you're talking about sort of on the greater level, when the media is talking about, you know, the USA versus the Chi-Coms and ding, 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 it's a trade war, right? Like all that crap. I get it. I see why you like the guy in your ring. He's, you know, he'll let the punches fly. He lets them fall where they may. He's just that kind of guy. I like that too. But ultimately, he's treating you like a serf.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you got to realize that. You have to realize.
He's telling you what you can and can't do.
Well, and it's not that Obama wasn't doing that. He
sure.
was doing it too. It's just the, you know,
Trump
the media
will tweet about it.
Right. Trump will do it differently, and the media goes bananas over it every single time. But what you're doing when you cheer for this stuff, just remember what you're doing, is you're cheering your own chains. They're your chains. Yes! The guy who holds our chains is going after the guy that holds theirs.
Right.
You know what I say? We should have no chains.
No doubt.
And what do the serfs do? You guys are nuts.
You're socialists.
Or whatever they say. You know what? No. I believe in a free market. Yeah. I'm the exact opposite of a socialist. If you're calling me a socialist, the chances are good. You don't know what a socialist is. And you are one.
Well, that's the thing about this is, you know, these issues are so muddled these days. There's so many, so, let's call it statist, pro-government, pro-state
status, that's the best term.
Positions on these issues. Like we saw with one of these shooters recently in his manifesto, he had just absorbed all of it. He had the lefty talking points, he had the righty talking points,
right.
and he was just a total authoritarian statist. He didn't reject anything.
Right. He was all for, like, they were calling him a Trump supporter, but the guy wanted a UBI.
A universal basic
income. He wants a universal basic income
from Americans. By people on the left.
Right, but by white Americans, from white Americans, and so we have to get rid, we have to shoot the Mexicans to get it. It's crazy.
And he was a climate change guy, too.
Yeah, the
whole
deal.
So he was totally on board with the government to restrict everybody's, you know, freedoms in the economy.
Well, I probably believe in climate change going on, but I don't think I think the government is the number one worst organization to fix that problem.
Well, most of the people who believe in climate change
think
the government
is
going to
fix
it. About it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
We're going to elect a bunch of liars and thieves, and they're going to fix our problems.
No, they're telling the truth this time.
This is the crap that we've been sold.
Oh, they're telling the truth this time, right?
Yeah, right.
Just like they did the last
the
two 25 times. We're coming up.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Here, the last Saturday edition of the show, the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Donald Trump issuing a so-called order to American businesses to stop doing business with China, or at the very least start looking for other options. Can he do that? With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to take your calls and thoughts about what you want, of course. You can bring up anything. That is the point of the show. But I also want to make sure that you know about what you can do, a bunch of different stuff, with our website. One option for you is to get on our email list. Now, you know, there's a lot of newfangled social media out there, but I'm still a believer when it comes to email, because there's no better way to get a direct message to somebody that cares about you or is interested in hearing from you. So sign up for our email list. We've got an easy sign-up box there toward the top, kind of toward the middle of the page on our website over at freetalklive.com. Now, to be clear, if you're listening during the live show and you go to freetalklive.com, you won't see the email sign-up box because there's like a live player that comes up during our live hours. But just click into through the full site and you'll see it there. So pop your email in there, and then we'll send you an email, usually on a once-a-week basis, just to let you know what the latest on Free Talk Live is. So this week's email I sent out today, Mark, just reminding folks that you were on Bitcoin.com's show and giving them a link to that and talking about Nobody, who's one of our co-hosts that's filed for mayor this week here in Keene, New Hampshire, and has been making some headlines there. So
guy was formerly known as Rich Paul, went and changed his name to Nobody. Legally,
yep.
So that he can then run for office and people can now vote for Nobody.
Nobody. Perhaps for the first time in a long, long time in many jurisdictions. It's usually, we did do a little bit of research and we found some evidence that somebody had changed their name to Nobody at some point in the past, but is not very common.
Nobody,
yeah.
Rich Paul, is hoping to start a worldwide movement where everybody changes their name.
I don't think he expects everybody to.
Well,
do that.
Enough people change their name to Nobody that it becomes this sort of movement where the government isn't able to use names the same way that they were. And, you know, now people in geographic locations around the world can vote for Nobody.
Yeah, and I think that's what he wanted to do, is have people who wanted to run for office, preferably as libertarians, but you can't control this, to change their name to Nobody. So Nobody would be a choice on multiple ballots. Anyway, let's continue here. We got the Donald Trump quote that we can we haven't even gotten through, I don't think, a fourth of this thing. It's a four-part tweet, and we're going to continue with that. But first, let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, well, I'm going to change my name to somebody, and I'm going to kick his ass. I'll get all the votes.
Well, I'm going to change my name to everybody, and we're going to watch.
Good idea. Let's can we find some way to copyright, patent, trademark this operation and make some money off of it?
I'm out. Everybody's not interested.
My strategy worked. I got rid of my partner that was going to take half my profits. So now that we got that, so everybody listening, we got that open to new partners that are willing to take less than Mark was going to take.
Everybody's listening.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I wonder how long it'll be till the government, if people change the name to nobody, until somebody raises an argument that causes confusion on the ballot. They thought they were actually voting for nobody, and it turns out nobody is somebody, and they're pissed, and they're going to complain, and the government cracks down and makes a new law. I wonder how long
that's going to last. They could. I guess we'll find out, because he does plan to not only run as nobody for mayor, but also eventually run as nobody for governor and maybe even go up to the presidential level. So, you know, it could be fun.
Cool. And guess what?
Yes.
Another one, Mark. I had a one-on-one. Well, you're talking about Walmart. I had a one-on-one face-to-face with Sam Walton while he was living, of course. I also had a one-on-one face-to-face with Hootie. Darius Rucker.
Really?
You mentioned Hootie and the
Wolfish. I did mention them earlier, yeah.
Yeah. In the bar at the Moose Saloon in Teton Village, Jackson,
David's
Wyoming.
Memories. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Donald Trump says that China is not needed. So I'm going to pick up on his four-part tweet here toward the end of part one. And he says, frankly, we would be far better off without them. He continues, the best amounts of money made by and stolen by China from the United States year after year for decades will and must stop. Stolen? He's talking about intellectual property there, right? Because nobody's accused the Chinese people of stealing things from the United States. They live over there.
Right. So the intellectual property system, say what you might about it. What it tends to do is we have a system now that tends to take ideas from individuals, trickle them up to controlling corporations, and then those controlling corporations socialize the cost of enforcement of that property, I'm using air quotes, to you. So
through the government.
You really don't get that $1 million idea. You might get paid for it, but you're never going to see a fraction. You'll get a fraction of what it's worth by any stretch. And then the big corporations get a hold of it, and then you, through the form of taxes, pay for the enforcement, the federal government, for these intellectual property laws. This is the reality.
In the same way that your taxes pay for the enforcement to protect the oil companies.
Yep. And this is what the leftists mean when they say the government is controlled by corporations. Well, they're right. I mean, you know, nobody runs around being wrong 100% of the time. So the leftists are correct in this way, is what you have here is, in one hand, the state owns everything, all the manufacturing stuff over in China, owns many of the big companies over there. And on the other side, in the United States, it's the corporations that own it. So what you're doing is you're sitting in the stands as one of the, you know, in the Coliseum, up in the cheap seats. You're cheering one side or the other. You know what? I'm sick and tired of choosing which multi-billionaire is going to win in any given fight. I'm so sick of it.
Well, in this case, not only are you cheering these trade tariffs and such, you're also cheering on your own impossession. Because
you now pay for the enforcement.
Yeah,
and that's what these tariffs are, is just more of this enforcement.
Right, and so the more the products cost, the lower your standard of living goes. Did you think your standard of living was already bad? Has it been going up over the last 30 years? The last several decades or a few decades of your life, however long it's been? Has your standard of living been going up if your, let's say, your paycheck hasn't really gone up that much over the last two decades? How's that affected, how much stuff you're able to buy? Because the price of things is going up, right? This is some of the complaints we've heard from people on this program over recent years, is that they're not making much more than they were making 15 years ago, but the prices of things is more expensive. And with more tariffs, the prices of things are going to go even higher, which means that your paycheck, which will stay the same or close to it, isn't going to go as far. You won't be able to take out your family to that nice dinner as often. You won't be able to go on as many vacations, if any at all. Is this the price you're willing to pay for what? Some sort of political tribute?
Right. These controls in the marketplace that we're told are there to protect us and benefit us and these sorts of things. I mean, who wants a control in the marketplace that isn't there to benefit them? Well, obviously, they're going to sell every control in the marketplace as a way to benefit you. I believe, and there's evidence, many great economists believe, that a market, a free market, actually is the most leveling force out there.
Absolutely.
And intellectual property is contrary to a free market. I'm not saying I'm cheering for China because I believe that they're, there's rules and they're working against them. But
I'll buy my plastic stuff from wherever it comes cheapest. So it has nothing to do with China being good or anything like that. It's just maybe they're better at manufacturing than some other places on the planet at the moment.
I think they probably got cheap labor in part. Ultimately,
cheap labor in Pakistan or
but
wherever.
Not in the United States.
What happens?
What happens when you start getting arguing about where products come from? Ultimately, comes down to how come you don't want to pay for expensive, fat, lazy Americans to do the work when you could have, emaciated Bangladeshis or whatever.
You can't pay for Americans to do the work. You have to find outside sources as a business, manufacturer, because of all the stupid government rules that get in the way of whether it's OSHA regulations or whether it's, minimum wage rules. There's so many different government controls on business that dramatically increase costs. Business owners are always going to be looking to move operations outside of the U.S. However, he says that they ought to be moving things back home. Let me continue with his quotes here from Twitter. He says that this must stop with the whole China thing. He says, our great American companies are hereby ordered to immediately start looking for an alternative to China, including bringing your companies home and making your products in the USA. The toll-free number here is 855-453. We've got hour number three on the way. We're halfway through Donald Trump's quotes here. He's finally gotten to his order against American businesses. Can he give all businesses in America an order like this? Is this legal, what he's done? 855-453. How does it make you feel? Does it warm your heart to be told what to do, even if you agree with it? This is Free Talk Live. Hour three is next.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.